on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and this evening I have with me everybody. There's Mike Nestor and Jennifer and Jenna and, okay, we don't have Chester, but...
Yeah, but you know, one night he might show up.
Yeah, you never know.
You never can tell.
But anyway, we're back again. Boy, it seems like we have, I'm tired of saying it, but we always have these hard times getting together.
We do what we can.
Coordinating times with everybody. Everybody's busy, busy.
Yep, such is life. Busy bees.
I wonder why we weren't so busy before. Could it be that we were more passionate about the game?
So I think so. Yeah.
Well,
Life changes.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know if it's the passion necessarily. I just think that. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like life has gotten busier. You know, my boys are in way more activities now, and I know
things change.
Jen's done new things with her job, and you know, and Jenna's busy with her family, and I mean, it's just it's all kind of crazy.
Hey, what about me?
And Mike's just
Mike's
attended more bars in the
last to an area that has more alcohol.
Yeah, Mike's drinking a whole lot more, so you know.
Oh, every time you look at Mike's Facebook wall, it says he's at a strip club.
Well.
Yeah, Mike's spending lots of dollars. Or is it pennies? No.
No, I think the strippers get mad if you give them pennies.
I know.
Got priorities.
They only like 100.
Priorities. Life kicks in, you know.
Yeah, I throw rolls of pennies at them.
Do you make it rain with $100 bills?
Do you?
No.
No? 20s at least? No?
Next subject, please.
Fives? Come on. You let it rain with fives. Okay. So what's up? We haven't talked in so long. I've like needed help with this blackjack stuff. And I get your blog still gives me a headache with the, like, my vertigo kicks in on that green thing.
Oh, yeah. I've thought about changing it.
She said that forever ago,
and you know.
I know, I'm not that good at it.
Somebody fix that.
And every time I try to change something, I end up breaking something else.
And every time I go over there, I see something mean.
And so I'm not coming back. No. Yeah, people aren't very nice sometimes.
They aren't.
Although, whoever that person you be. Yeah, there's a lot of nice comments.
There are such sweet people out there.
But I think we tend to remember the nasty ones.
Oh, sure.
And I feel bad that it's that way.
No, I do. Actually, I remember all of the nice ones, believe me.
Yeah.
I really do. I remember all the nice things. But the mean ones do stick out.
But they're always anonymous. They don't want to sign their name.
Yeah, that always cracks me up.
Nastiness.
Whatever.
I can't help laugh so hard.
But you take the time to listen, so whatever. So
keyboard warriors. Viva,
help me. I can't beat that last. I'm gonna call her a bitch. Help me.
I think there's gonna be a lot of people not being able to beat her.
Oh my god, it's driving me nuts.
I'm going to be close. I have like 1,700 health left, and there's 2 days to collect chips, so I'll get about 200 chips.
I'm right there with you then. I thought for sure you guys were all going to be done.
I got like 6,400 health left on her, and there's no way.
Oh, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm with Jen. Holy crap.
Yeah, we might, if we get lucky or get on a semi-winning streak, we might be able to do it. And I screwed up yesterday. I had an ace, and the dealer had a 6, and I had just started, so I had I had like 100 chips, so I was feeling brave, and I raised my bet to 50, because I read all these people saying they did that, and they beat the boss, so I did that, and I ended up drawing 2 crap cards, and I didn't want to bust, so I stood on a 16.
Yeah.
And then the dealer pulled a 21 out of its ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I just lost 50 chips for that.
Yep.
Oh man. Well, you know, I love blackjack. That's my game anyway. I've enjoyed it. Do you guys like it?
I do now that I know it was possible to finish it.
I mean, yeah, because I can see it. Yeah. I can see the finish, but I don't think it's, I don't know.
Possible. I don't think
it's just going to take a good luck run.
I think all the complaining calmed down when they extended it. So we did get a total of 21 days.
And that's why they extended it was the complaints?
Yeah, nobody could finish it. And then
there was no way.
The rewards didn't justify spending the reward points, so I think they probably looked at their metrics and realized that, oh, the people complaining are right, because nobody finished it.
Well, this is kind of funny, because, you know, Tim here hates Mafia Wars, and the whole time that I've played Mafia Wars forever has never understood why I've wasted any time on Mafia Wars. And all week, it's been like, how many chips do you have? Do you have enough chips? Can I play? Can I play? Have you leveled up? Did you get enough chips? Can we cash in your reward? How many reward points do you have? And so I'm down to no reward points. And every day he's like played all my blackjack up and I'm not even getting to play it. And I actually think he would start playing Mafia Wars if it were part of the game. He likes it so much that I actually think it could like hook some new players. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of fun. I like to use the Spocklet because it's just like so fast, but I do play it manually sometimes.
Well, I didn't know because we haven't done a show and I have been so busy in real life that I haven't, and I've gone to both of your sites this week, but haven't been able to find the right stuff in the amount of time that I've had to look. So I didn't figure out what tools there were. And I like playing blackjack, and he's enjoyed it too. So I just let him just go ahead and have fun with it. So, but I wish you could gift the cards. Like, I wish that you could at least get like 10 a day through gifting. I don't know.
Well, that was the thing. We all complained we didn't want to beg. So they gave us an event where we didn't have to beg. But then we had other things to complain about.
Yeah, there's always something we can bitch about.
That's
right?
The thing. I don't think they could ever make everybody happy.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Want more cards? Come on. I mean chips.
Yeah. Well, I'm hooked
right now, and yeah. I want to beat her. And
it would be a lot more fun if we won chips. If we won the hand,
or if like when I've beat her five times in a row, I have more damage.
Yeah.
Instead of just the minimal. That. I don't know. I like hate it when I'm not getting more damage. Yeah. I don't know. I like blackjack, though, and I know this is Mafia Wars, but I'm bored with the game, so
let me it has made it fun to have something, like, quote-unquote new to do every day.
Yeah.
Because so many events you can just blow through in a day or two.
And exactly.
I do like it for that. Like, every day you're like, oh, it's 12 o'clock, I can go collect chips.
Do you VIP people get extra chips?
No. Well, they did give a reward for the 2-year anniversary, and it came with some extra chips.
Wow.
Not many, though.
But did you get extra time more than the extra time?
No.
No. What about you, Pete? You're quiet.
No, I got whatever they gave us.
Do you like the game, though?
You know, it's not really my thing. I'm playing it because it's some. You know, I mean, I hope to finish it, but like Jen said, there's no way with 6,400 health left
no matter what
happens, unless they extend the time again, you know.
They've already extended it twice.
Well, but
you know, I kept looking to see.
But then again, they realized that there wasn't enough time for people to actually complete it, which.
Is
you know,
Mike done with it?
You know,
Mike's hardly been home. I'd be surprised. What are you at, Mike?
I'm on the last boss, but I could give a
crap.
Well, watch my mouth, but like Pete, it just really don't interest me.
Oh yeah,
it's just boring to me.
Well, it was disappointing because I think I had like I don't know 480, maybe more than that, you know, chips before I went in to start taking on the boss, and it's maybe it was even 600 and something I think, and then to only be at 6,400 health with a boss left, I mean that's just the odds are so crappy.
Well, you know what we figured out, too?
What?
If you hoard your chips, like it sounds like you were doing,
yeah,
your daily collects are less.
Right.
Where if you use them all, then your daily collect, like mine has been 80. The one time I didn't use my chips for the day, it was 20.
Right.
So I've been making sure to use them every day to make sure that daily collect, you know, and that's not scientifically proven, but it just seemed everyone I've talked to experienced that.
And I'm just bored. So maybe that's why I'm enjoying it is that, I don't know. I'm just bored and I don't know. I've just lost interest in the game, I guess. So, and I haven't been to Vegas in a while and I like blackjack. So there you go.
Very cool.
Yeah. So anything else new? It seems like Spockholm's been doing a lot.
Well, yeah. Specifically, we had for this event, we had the Spackjack.
That's what you call
Spackjack.
Spackjack.
Stand back because it's Spackjack.
There's a song that goes with that somewhere, like a rap.
I thought it was Splackjack. So like when I was doing the beta testing, I put it in my toolbar as Splackjack.
Yeah. I think it was kind of like, it should have been like Spockjack.
That would have been cool.
That was kind of the thing, but it's kind of that blend between Blackjack and Spockless.
Well, Martin asked for name suggestions, and nobody stepped up to the plate.
But it's kind of, it's kind of like the Heinzenator a little bit, in a sense. The Heinzenator was for the poker stuff, and then this is for the Blackjack, and it basically uses some logic to try to determine, you know, when to play and how to play and stuff like that. It's not perfect because, I mean, you know, I think Martin even said that there's times when, you know, you just want to sit or stand when you've got 16, and depending on what the dealer's holding,
feel it.
Then you just, sometimes you're just like, should I hit on 16 or 17? And you're just like, it hits, and you're like, what in the world was that thinking? So
I need a Vegas.
Well, I think if we get another season of it, I think if you incorporate a card counter into it,
right,
it would make it would really up the odds.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
We can use the MIT philosophy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try this.
Wait until they start getting hot. But
yeah. I like to play, but I'll check that out too, though, because, I just need to go to Vegas. I need to get away at least a spa day. I don't care. I don't care if I play blackjack.
Spa day.
Spa day will do. I'll be happy with that.
A little bit of spa day will make it easy for you.
Yes.
Mother's
Day is coming. Anybody listening out there?
What's coming?
Mother's Day.
Oh.
Don't forget. Yeah, there's plenty of warning there in that.
Yeah.
In that there are people out there in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are we done with blackjack?
Beat it. But you know, I don't care anymore, and I don't think I'm gonna beat it, so we're done with it. So move on. What's next?
Well, we have a mission.
That's true.
And it
probably won't beat it more, either.
It's more friendly than the last mission, because I don't know if you remember the last one, there were all kinds of time delays and so many people didn't finish.
I did not finish it.
A lot of people didn't. If you weren't one of those online 24/7 players or checklist kind of people, But this one's a lot better. It actually is the first one we can remember in a long time that doesn't have the beer barrel jobs. And what
I couldn't eat it. All those stupid, whatever you call them.
Yeah. Well, what surprised me too is there was they would have you do a job in South Africa that made consumables, and then the next job was the one that actually used the consumable that you made and the one before it. So it shows that they're at least thinking a little.
Thank you.
Rather than, going out of their way to find the crappiest job possible. They're actually kind of putting them together, and there were less job tasks this time. But there is something that I don't know if it's a bug or if they just wanted to mess with the NPC assassin. But in part 9, and most people probably aren't there yet, you have to kill the Agent Millers on the fight list. And we've had this task before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every fight list, there's 5 or 6 of them, and you kill them and they repopulate themselves. And you just keep doing it till they're all done. They're all dead.
I just wish you would stay in the same spot.
Yeah. Well, now you only get one per fight list, and sometimes you get zero. So you have to refresh the fight list. Zeros. Refresh the fight list. Sometimes up to 10 to 15 times.
Oh, that's lame.
And so what that did, it broke the NPC assassin. So it had to be rewritten. And thankfully it was before the masses got there. So they updated it. And now it works just fine. It just takes a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so otherwise, if you don't run that, you still have to
wait. Oh, no, it'll drive you insane. You'll give up.
What if you were to just switch, switch districts?
It doesn't matter. They just really? Don't appear, yeah. But what someone, a guy named Alan Shook found that if you fast click on the attack button, so say you finally found, you reloaded 20 times, and there's your Agent Miller. Well, if you don't want to use the script, you go to that attack button and you just click it as many times as you can, as fast as you can. And you can usually get like about 10 hits out of it.
Oh, man.
So that'll speed it up if you don't want to use the script. But the NPC assassin is so easy to use. I don't see why people just wouldn't use it. But there are some people out there that think scripts are cheating and they've ruined the game and they're just horrible and evil. So if you're one of those people, then you can fast click and
you can still suffer through your carpal tunnel and silence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're never silent though.
Yeah, I know.
There's cool non-script users that understand, but they just prefer not to. But they don't like ridicule the ones that use the scripts. Just like we don't ridicule the ones that don't, unless they're the ones calling us cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
So we all play differently. But I know a few
everybody does. That's what I was explaining. That's what's funny because, like, explaining the game this week to Tim has been funny because he's never checked it out ever. And just explaining it to someone like that, it's everybody has their own strategy. And I was telling about you guys, I don't have any energy. Like, I don't have the kind of, we've never played the same way. And I've never used the amount of script that you guys have used.
Mm-hmm.
I use a couple of things just because, like, the repeat job, like, because I'm trying to get what's after a trillion achievement. I never even knew about most of them until I met you guys. I had never even used a script until I met you guys. the boss, what is that one that I use? The family boss. I use that because I'm trying to get the What's After a Trillion and Spartacus. Yep. Those are my scripts.
I am Spartacus.
I love Spartacus because I hate the arena. But you know what? There's so many reasons you have to do the arena.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I cannot click that much. I'm sorry.
Nobody can.
I can't click that much.
I think
nobody
it was.
Got
I
time for that.
Yeah.
I don't nobody got time for that. That's right.
I said the other day, if you think about it, the game is really unplayable without scripts. Like, who would get 150 items a day manually?
It physically hurts.
Except for Mike Nestor, but
you can get 150 easy.
Yeah.
You can. In the arena?
In the arena, it's easy.
No, Mike gets them on the fight list.
On the fight list.
Oh, yeah.
And it ain't like you got to click and click and click. If you use Firefox,
fighting's different.
Well, yeah, if you have like 100 million health or
fighting
attack, like
it's always been different for me. I like fighting people. I like to get the ice on somebody, especially when they've been coming after me. Somebody kamikaze'd me today and I have had fun with them all day. I love fighting people. That's the only reason I still have fun in the game is my rivals list. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I'm still here. The rivals list. They're fun. Thank you, Rivals. In fact, I wasn't going to have a shout out tonight, but that's the one.
That's your shout out.
All my little rivals out there. Thank you. That's why I play. And for Jen's blog. Yep. What else, y'all? You know what I did that was really super freaky this weekend?
What's that?
I did, because you know I'm a walker.
Part of the Walking Dead.
Yeah, no, a sleepwalker. I did a sleep study.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah, I don't know the results yet, but they said I'm a really weird sleeper. That's all they told me so far.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
A really weird sleeper.
They said I have some sleeper. Really weird deep REM patterns.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh. I didn't even feel like I slept because it's really weird to be all hooked up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like a camera watching you sleep. It's really bizarre.
I don't think I can fall asleep.
I didn't think I did because I go, that must have been really boring watching me sleep all night. And he goes, no, it was quite fascinating. And I'm like, right. Because I don't think I slept. But anyway, so interesting. It was really weird though. It was fascinating though, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, weird. So, but I'm not a zombie is the good news. I'm still alive.
That's good.
Yeah, not infected. But The Walking Dead's over. So you're stuck with me for the summer.
Well, now Game of Thrones is on.
I know, but I'm just not paying attention to you guys because I haven't started watching that. But I have a short attention span, so that's the good news. And so I have no idea what you're talking about at any given time. So I won't remember.
And we can't even do spoiler alerts because Pete did not watch it all yet.
No. Yeah, that's fine because I have no idea what you're talking about. So that's good. Yeah. Anything else? Why is Mike so quiet?
I'm bored playing poker.
Are you out of town in Vegas somewhere?
No.
Online? Are you gambling?
He probably meant blackjack if I had to guess.
No, I was playing poker.
Oh.
He's gambling. Mm-hmm. Well, Jen, anything new coming out? Property, something, anything?
I'm sure.
Don't say that.
We don't know for sure.
The stake things, lame again.
Yeah, we have the stat card stakes, and we can get 30 cards this time. But you know what those little weasels did? Because I always get them so I can show the pictures of how many, like, stat points are on each card.
Yeah.
Well, they took the common cards and they reduced some of them. So they offered less skill points. And they probably thought we wouldn't notice, but we did. We can get 30 now instead of 21 like last time. But I have a feeling we're going to end up having less overall skill points. But it's free, so we can't really complain.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
of course we can't complain.
It's in my view, is what I hate.
Yeah,
it's the number one thing there, and I have to click all the way through to remember other things.
If when you go to collect your card, I don't know if you noticed, but it says total cards. Like, just there's a thing that says total cards, and it tells you how many cards you have. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, that's not even Zynga. Guess who that is?
Sparkle.
I had no idea. I thought it was Zynga the whole time.
We rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always assume it's Sparkle at this point.
Well, normally if it's Sparkle, if you hover your mouse over it, it says, like, this is another Sparkle feature brought to you by Sparkle.
Welcome to the shock.
But that one doesn't say it. And Ike just said, by the way, did you know this was the Sparkle feature? I was like, no. And he said,
draws earn part?
Yeah, when you go underneath the draw button, you have to be on the stat card page.
Okay.
And it gives you a total. It says total number of cards.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way you don't have to keep scrolling to count them. Because you want to make sure you get your three a day, but it's kind of hard. You're like, did I do two or one? Or
I know, because I've been getting, because you get duplicates. Lame.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just page clutter is what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get them all. I'm not going to even get one set of them.
Well, you won't unless you buy them. And
I'm not.
The cost is higher this time. But
one card for 15 reward points is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Only
three
the like
for 42?
Collector
Come on.
Types will get them.
That's what I thought to myself, but I don't know. And you're
Mark Lanny used to buy them for me. Well, he'd buy them for him, but he would take screenshots and send them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to do studies to see the drop, like how many cards each account needed. So I would get them with my mini account. And we found that he ended up spending a lot more money than my mini. And then we started thinking, he thinks that Zynga knows he buys them. So they made his drop rate of repeat tire. And he got mad and stopped buying them.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, it did.
We like three times in a row. He ended up having to get so many more cards than me. And he thinks Zynga targeted him.
They probably did.
But yeah. So now he doesn't buy them. So now my mini does, but now my minis. It seems since they went to stat card stakes, instead of an average of 1,000 reward points, it takes about 1,600.
Oh, wow.
And that doesn't even matter, the free ones you get for the stat card stakes, because there's always two or three cards in there that just do not drop. And you have to buy a lot till you get there. And that's from all the people that have bought them and told me how much they spent. That seems to be about the average.
I think it's crazy.
Yeah. If your skill points were equivalent to like a 1-to-1, like what you can get with a 2x property build,
I think I would go
ahead and do it. But
I think they're asking a lot for those cards, though. That's just,
yeah, they are.
On the high side. Maybe high.
Remember, Jen, I bought the very first set.
Yep, so did
maybe
I.
Maybe high.
I bought the second set, too.
First set after spending 1,000 reward points, I learned my lesson.
God, you were high. That's ridiculous.
I remember when they first came out, Mike, you kept sending me the pictures. And then after Mike bought them all, I wanted them too. So then I bought them.
I don't get it.
And then he said, I'm not buying the next set. That was a waste. So then I'm like, okay, I'll buy them for my blog. And then when I realized nobody cared, I said, okay, I'm not even going to put them on my blog anymore. But then Mark Lanny started buying them, so he would send me the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Then he stopped, and the wiki doesn't update anymore, so there you can't find them on the wiki. But my mini's going to run out of reward points soon, so once that happens, they just won't. They'll be unknown.
Aww.
But I'm sure there's someone out there that always buys them because they want them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to find that person and see if they'll be kind.
Find that special someone.
Yeah. Or Zynga should just let me buy them. They should just, they can even put them on my mini so nobody benefits. And then we can just all see what they have to offer. But that will never happen.
No, probably not.
It's going to have to get retired into the Mafia Hall of Fame.
No, well, I give up things. Yeah, I give up. Like, I stopped posting new marketplace loot on the blog because it just got too much and nobody really cared. And I figured the people that buy that stuff, they know where it is and they see it anyways. So it really wasn't benefiting anybody to put that on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
And it made my life a lot simpler when I stopped doing that. And I'll probably give up something else if I feel nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. Our little slippery slope. Gets steeper and steeper, slipperier and slipperier, I suppose.
And really what they care about is the spot comb stuff. So I could probably eliminate everything in the game, pretty much, the copy and paste stuff. Maybe just make posts when new events come out,
mm-hmm.
like kind of the strategies that people come up with, and just the spot comb tools. But like even like I... And everyone was kind of on a kick the other day, like they with the stat cards, and they added a mission highlighter. So when you get to a job on a mission, it's in bright red now, and it has a big mission sign over it. So when new, you know, but with all the copy and paste events, really, you know, the script writers don't have anything really new to script because they already have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that script came about because somebody on the fan page wrote about their mistake. And I was like, oh, my God, I do that all the time, where you see what job you have to do, and then you get to the page, and then you do the wrong job. Kathy Eager. And so she kind of wrote on the fan page, and she said, Team Spot Home, can you put a big arrow that says, do this job? And then yes. Ike read it and liked the idea, and then he made the identifier.
Is Pete sleeping?
No, I'm not sleeping.
So. Oh, it's getting late though, so we should try to.
Waiting on the eclipse.
Oh, yes, it's a blood moon.
It's time to go.
Yes, it's been a long, long day.
Yes, it has.
Shout out.
Yes. Shout out. Chester saved my butt today. I had to order flowers for my mom, and I couldn't find a florist. They live in the same town, so word there. Chester.
Oh, he went and got her flowers?
No. Nobody helped me find a florist last minute, so thank you. Not that he listens, but... I didn't have one except for my rivals list. So. Jen, do you have a shout out?
Yes, mine is to Joe Gillum. Zynga released that mission at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is such an oddball time, and I'm not blogging at that hour. And so Joe went ahead and did the whole mission and posted it on our fan page. Mm-hmm. So it actually worked out. I didn't realize she did the whole thing. And I wasn't going to say, hey, could you do part 9 and 10 and 11, please? Well, I don't want to ask her that. So I started doing it on my mini. And then she mentioned, I was asking her a question. And she mentioned that part 11 was like really hard. I said, did you do it all? She goes, yeah, it's all there. Well, I have missed pictures 9, 10, and 11. So then I stopped and used her pictures, but it ended up working out good because my mission was stuck on the Agent Miller thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to help Team Spotcomb test it for the NPC assassin update. So if Jill had, or if Joe hadn't have found all that and brought it to everyone's attention, it might have gone unnoticed until the masses got there. And if I had just done it myself, I might have thought it was just a bug on my account and wouldn't have paid much attention to it. So it all worked out. So big shout out to her.
Nice. It's nice that there's still people out there that are still so helpful.
Yes.
So, and there's still so many nice people in the community.
Yes. So, there's a lot of douchebags, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But. No offense to the douchebags, but.
Well, yeah, all offense. Go away. Go away. Go away. Anyway, yeah, but that's just life. They're all out there. Yeah. Mike, do you have a shout out?
I sure don't. I've been too busy to.
You just, yeah.
Pay attention to much.
All right. Save your dollars.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Pete, did we already do your shout out?
No.
It's late. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't have one today. Okay. I should, because we haven't been here in a forever, so.
That's why it's hard to
think. For the fans then, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us. Yeah,
thanks for hanging.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, that's a wrap, and happy Easter.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world.